Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Brought. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at drone hacking. You know, anyone who grew up, right, with the cyberpunk, grew up reading Gibson, grew up watching, you know, those types of movies, has in their mental image, right, the idea of vehicle hacking, the idea of being the lone hero, you know, hands on keys, mind pressed into service, trying to take down those incoming vehicles, right? Be it drones, be it robots from Matrix, be it people on hang gliders, I'm not making that one up, whatever it is, the ability to drop a drone, it's pretty damn BA. So, when a attack was posted, of course, I was very excited to know, how can you drop a drone? It is out on US Search, so tip to you, take a look at it, and if you'd like. Here's the thing, if you have drones, you should secure them, just like you would any other Linux system with a network. If you are producing drones, please do secure them, because these, of course, get in the hands of consumers and put consumers at risk. Here's the type of attack that we're facing. It's by a company called DB Power. The model is U818A. U818A comes with Wi-Fi. So DB Power U818A Wi-Fi copter drone. When you connect to the Wi-Fi, you're able to download videos and whatnot and remote control it. Awesome. Fantastic. Problem is, Wi-Fi is not secured, and we can get on it. That's problem number one. Problem number two is, hey, once you get on and go to FTP, the FTP is not secured either. I mean, you're downloading videos, right? Sorry, I guess anonymous read isn't that bad. No. Just read. Anonymous read and write. Okay, that's a problem. Problem number three is that the Linux file level permissions have equally been turned off, disabled, and rolled back. So, you might remember, like, Linux Hacking 101, get to the etc shadow password, right? Yeah? And add a password to that file so that you can, you know, change the passwords or create your own user, yeah? That works here. Using an FTP anonymous user over a public Wi-Fi. Ouch! But these are all things we know, right? These are all things you know. So why are they there? Well, I'll tell you why they're there. I bet you DB Power was rushing to be one of the first Wi-Fi enabled, you know, video copter drones. I'll tell you why they're there. They rolled it back so developers could work fast. I'll tell you why they're there. They rolled it back so developers could work fast, and they rushed the thing to market, and they never did a security check afterwards or reapplied the permissions. I'm guessing, of course, if you are with DB Power and you're watching this and I'm wrong, hey, hit me up. But this is what I so oftentimes see when a developed product hits the market with these types of vulnerabilities. So, A, when you get these things, don't just fly default. Go back to basics, secure the OS and the network. And B, if you want to be really cool and be a cyberpunk hacker guy, you can now do so. Just get a DB Power droid, that's your own, and get on the tower and be the hero. What do you think? Hit me up in comments. What droid, I keep saying droid, drone hacks have you seen that are pretty interesting? Are you with DB Power? You got some tips on why this happened? Hit me up in comments on social media. Cheers.